You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Stories of players in Major League Baseball's first-year player draft are pretty common and similar. There's some variation on what Nick Ahmed experienced at UConn.
I was with my teammates. We're in a hotel room. Had the computer up and saw my name pop up. And kind of didn't believe it at first, but all my teammates were excited and celebrating with me. So it was really good to be able to do that, enjoy that with them.
But Major League Baseball isn't the only baseball league with a draft. The NPB, Japan's pro league, has a 12-team draft every fall. It's an important event, says Yoshi Hirano, translated by Kelvin Kondo.
Audio.
It's a big event.
It's on TV, televised. A lot of people come to where the draft is taking place and, you know, just wait for who's going to get selected. And so it's a big event.
And Hirano would know. He was the top pick of the Oryx Buffalo in the fall of 2005.
One of the biggest difference I can say from an American here, it happens in October, November, in that area. So a lot of the players are drafted to be used the following season at the major league level. So there's also players that get drafted and they're going to be, you know, 3-4 years away. But there's a process within drafting those players to also strengthen the big league club right away.
But even the way the top picks are selected in Japan is different than the U.S. Mac Hayashi is the D-backs director of Pacific Rim operations.
The 12 teams will go up on the board at the same time who they want in the first pick. So let's say out of the 12 teams, five teams chose a player A. So one of the teams would win a bid for that player. The rest of the four teams, they get to pick before the second round goes on.
The second round, all the way through the eighth, the final round of the NPB draft, would be more like the U.S. Teams would pick an inverse order of their record from the previous season. The elements of how Hirano became a top pick are similar as well to what happens in the U.S.
Work ethic and leading from work ethic sophomore to junior year. You know, just stabilize his stats. He was like just very consistent producer at that point, second year, third year of college, and that he believes that just took off from there.
Those 2 years at university helped put Hirano on the radar.
Beginning of my senior year, there was a lot of rumors saying I was going to be a number one selection, and if anything probably happens or injury-wise, you know, probably would have been different, but it was said that if I had a clean season, a good season, and stay healthy, most likely I was going to get selected in the first round.
The publication Shukan Baseball in 2005 gave Hirano A grades on his velocity, control, and changeup. But still, Hayashi says he wasn't a hugely touted prospect.
You know, he went to a university called the Kyoto Industrial College, so they're not really a typical, you know, a college where, you know, players will come out of. He might not be as well known as, you know, some of the players like, you know, Tanaka was or Darvish was or like Matsuzaka was at the time.
Part of that reason may be because Hirano had at least some say in his desired team. In 2005, the NPB had two separate parts to its draft, one for high schoolers and one for college and industrial league players. Industrial is a little bit like semi-pro. The players in the college and the industrial league draft were allowed, as a privilege, to pick some of the teams that they were willing to go to. That was a major reason why Hirano ended up with the Oryx Buffaloes.
Team that was the very first team that drafted me. They were the first ones to talk to me, and it was just a process, and then they end up selecting me.
It's another quirk in the Japanese system that helped lead to Hirano's success his first year in Japan.
I was a starter from the get-go. They put me in the rotation. Threw about 180 innings. Got about 7 wins. And if you put it in the perspective, so the rookie of the year, I was in that ballot in second place. But the first guy was just way out of the league, kind of.
For the record, Tomoyama Yagi was the rookie of the year in the Pacific League for the Nippon Ham Fighters in 2006. Hirano had a successful career in Japan before leaving for the States and the Diamondbacks via free agency two seasons ago. The D-backs are hoping to have similar successes with their top picks come next Monday. More coming up on the Diamondbacks Radio Network.